Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. I wanted to read you that letter really quickly. This was written yesterday. Dear Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, and Nicole, been meaning to write to you for a long time now to let you know how much you mean to me and figured Monday would be a good time. Who doesn't want a little happiness on a Monday? Loyal listener from the beginning. I remember the contest to name the station, and then when Sarah and Vinny started in early 97, I was a senior in high school when we started. She's a full-on grown-up now. 24 years later. She said, I was very shocked by some of your stories. I grew up very sheltered and just started the day off right. Then college, moves to lots of various countries, so many changes in my life. I returned to the Bay Area in the summer of 06 and was excited to hear Sarah still on the air, though admittedly it wasn't the same without Vinny. And then Vinny came back and all was right in the world again. In the summer of 2015, they moved, she doesn't say where, but they say halfway across the country. Me heavily pregnant with our fourth child.
Whoa.
Yikes. I decided to see what this whole podcast thing's about and haven't missed a show since. She's saying she's had some very lonely days. We've helped her stay connected to her hometown. We're like a little bit of home every day. Just really some sweet thoughts in here. Lots of laughs, some tears, so much joy every day. Had some serious depression in 2019. Some days your show was the only light. While I've never met you, you all truly feel like friends. Thank you so much for sharing your stories, your thoughts, your difficulties, and success with all of us every day. I hope you know how much it means to all of us listeners. OFOC, HYGL, please don't ever retire. Take care, Julia. Well, Julia, you know, we won't retire.
We'll know more on that subject come November. And
we certainly will. We will. That's true. I don't want to say too much on it now, but we don't want to. Let's put it that way.
It's a pivotal year for the Sarah and Vinny show. Let's just leave it at that.
Yep. Come on.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? Adele, don't laugh at that.
That's not funny.
It isn't funny. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows pandemic supplies are in high demand within our schools, so the Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts. They can buy what they need now. New personal protective equipment and technology will keep people safe while learning continues. That's Fremont Bank, everyone.
Nice.
All right, so here's what's happening. I wanted to begin by mentioning this. Now, listen.
I'm ready.
I'm not your shrink. Oh. I'm not going to tell you how to handle this news I'm going to give you here, but I just want to point out that your participation in this is not necessary. You can watch every second of it and have it create all kinds of crazy anxiety for you as you grind your teeth to nothing, to powder.
My God, I'm so scared. What is this story?
Well, the impeachment trial begins with our former president, Donald Trump. It begins today. They're going to do this. Frankly, I don't think they're going to get what they're after, but they're going to go through the process. But again, you don't have to plug away for 6, 8, 10 hours reading every single word said.
True.
Let that one roll.
I have absolutely taken a step back from political news since the 20th of January.
Good job.
Well, I needed to.
I know.
You might
a lot
not
of
be,
people do.
You might
You're not
be
the
my
only
doctor.
One.
No, for sure.
I'm not and pointing that out to you, actually, personally, although it probably just sounded like that.
It certainly resonates with me because, but I will say that I used to really worry myself unnecessarily over all this stuff. And now I feel like we're back in, if not good hands, at least someone who knows what the hell the job is. I do feel like there's some people who know how to do this, doing it. And whether or not they do it the best of anyone of all time, I don't even care. I just want to not have to think about it. And so thank you for the warning. I'm not going to watch that. I'll read about it.
I'll let you guys know if anything explosive happens. I try to do important headlines. Yeah. So like you should know the impeachment trial's happening, but you should also know that your participation is unnecessary.
Right. We'll let you know how it comes out.
Moving right along. How about a fast fact?
You know I love those.
I know. Fast fact. During the 1960s Batman TV series, Robin said 356 different things after the word holy.
Oh.
In his catchphrase. They include holy armadillo, holy hamburger, holy grammar, and holy unrefillable prescriptions.
Wow.
They just put holy in front of anything that fit the line and then went with it. Huh. That was his thing.
Well, you know, we've all got to have our thing, Vin.
Right. The International Space Station yes. is the most expensive thing that's ever been built.
Oh, really? I'm surprised.
The estimated cost is more than $100 billion.
Wow. That's pretty pricey.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's bad when $100 billion doesn't even sound like the end of the world. It's like, eh, well.
The money numbers have gotten ridiculous. You're right.
Right, sure. As soon as we pass a trillion in debt, then, you know, that was, I thought, billions.
Right.
You know what's cool? $1 trillion.
So stupid.
I know.
It's so completely stupid. Meanwhile, those are only numbers on a computer screen because no one actually has $1 trillion.
Right.
Because there's a toy in every Happy Meal, McDonald's is the world's largest distributor of toys. On a similar note, the largest producer of tires in the world is Lego.
Oh, my God.
Great.
Tiny little tires?
Lego.
That seems crazy.
Yes, it does. You know, weirdly,
yeah.
During a pandemic, Aaron Rodgers met and proposed to a lady. So dating is still happening out
Apparently
there.
Apparently so, Vin.
You know,
Nicole.
We wouldn't know from Nicole's participation.
In the coin hole.
Even though she's hot property and every other text is like, hey, that Nicole, hubba, hubba.
Okay. Is that what's coming through? I didn't read those.
What?
That's weird. You must not read them all very carefully.
Yeah, you're not seeing that, but they're there. Trust me.
Read between the lines, girl.
Anyway.
Hubba, hubba. said a guy from the 50s once. Hubba, hubba.
Yeah, some 25-year-old dude saying that.
Yeah.
Giggity, giggity.
You guys, they're right there in black and white on the text machine. Jesus. You and you're making fun. Anyway, I don't even actually believe in these dating terms, but I do think some of the things they're trying to name here are common, probably realities right now, like getting dumped over Zoom. They call it zumping.
So it's not the text message anymore?
I don't know. I mean, I know that on my television show, CB Strike, the girl's mad at him and she comes at him face to face and is like, this is how you dump someone. You don't stop calling and texting. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, gnarly. But, you know, I think maybe some people do want to face-to-face see the words come out of your mouth.
Right.
I know I have a buddy who just got broken up with, and I was like, don't ask. And he's like, oh, I need to know why. Don't.
Yeah.
First of all.
They won't tell you anyway.
Well, that's what I was saying to him is, look. First of all, if she's cool as you think she is, then she's not going to tell you the truth. She's going to, you know, dodge the real.
Be gentle.
And so
it's
you're either
going to
get
me.
Fluff, which isn't any good. And then if she really tells you the truth, it's going to freaking hurt. Why would you want that?
Because you could learn from it, perhaps.
No, you can't.
You think you can, though, and that's what's important, Vinny. I need to know. I need to know.
You don't need to know.
Yep. Turns out I needed to know.
And then there you are, laying on the ground.
Yeah. No, you know, people can't let it go, though. You know, it's not enough for someone to be like, I'm just not into you. Why? Look at me. I'm so great. Why are you not into me? Yeah. Well, yeah, if you can be mature enough to just say, oh, okay, you're a loss. No one is, though.
Well, guess what? I'm so over you anyway. I'm over you.
I don't know.
Yeah, I was
going to
break up with you.
I actually think that's borders on childish, or at least the reasons that I use for not asking are very childish. Like, well, why would I want to put myself in a position where you've already thrown me down to the riverside? I'm left alone crying. And now I'm going to ask, what am I asking? Why?
Yeah.
So you can make it worse. Twist the knife.
Well,
no,
you know,
thanks.
You're one of those people who's a cut and dry kind of guy. Like, I can actually picture you going, yeah. Oh, really? You don't want to? Okay, fine. In your head, you're going, phew! Woo, I didn't have to break up with her. That's good news.
Anyway, corona zoned is another one of these dating terms. I don't think anyone's actually
corona
using
zoned?
It. Corona zoned, which means a physical relationship is delayed because of COVID fears. That means someone is either... been exposed, or now we got a couple weeks to wait. Corona zone.
It sounds like a bar.
I know. It doesn't even sit. That's, I'm telling you, nobody uses these, but these are that real. Would
be, that's a good name for a bar. Yeah.
Situations.
Mm-hmm. Come
to
on
be
into
in.
The Corona zone.
A good sponsorship for the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
it's the Corona end zone.
Corona zone.
It's going to be hard for Corona to do any marketing coming up here. We're not that Corona. Come on.
You were just drinking one last Friday, weren't you?
I love Corona.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's not stopping you.
A quorationship. Oh, come on.
Quorationship?
Quorationship is a relationship that started during quarantine and developed virtually. No one's used. Never mind. I'm out of here.
Yeah. I think you're actually correct.
I've
those
never
are
heard
just
of
made
these
up
terms before.
Yeah, that term's dumb,
well,
but I think
dating.
That's happening a lot. Like,
that's just, what I mean. Like, yeah. I think that right now is a really weird time to be trying to date and hang with people. I know if I was single, I'm good alone, but I also eventually, after a couple weeks, will be like, you know what I want to do? Hang out with some lady. It just would be happening. I know it would. I know, it, you know, maybe I'd actually, then I'd say, well, then my ex-wife won't let me see my kids. Great.
Yeah. There's all kinds of considerations. You just can't tell her. That's all. No. I haven't seen anybody. That's
right.
Fine. Just drop the kids off.
That's
totally cool.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm fine. It's good. I'm doing all the right things. It's fine.
Sure. Jesus. this story is disturbing. And I have to believe that this is a person who, in their own dumb head, thought that this is something that no kids would notice. Okay. And I want to believe that she was just trying to be provocative for some person or, what? All right, I'll tell you the story.
Okay.
A Georgia teacher, Amelia Ressler, has been arrested.
Uh-oh.
Amelia Ressler is a Georgia woman accused of 19 counts of child molestation.
Oh, my God.
So you go, what did you do, Amelia Ressler?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
She is a substitute teacher at an elementary school where she filmed herself while sitting in front of the class, sleeping with herself. Now, she wasn't doing it to show it to the kids, from what I understand about reading the story. She was doing it like right in front of them as part of the video, but they're all looking at their work.
Oh, so she's like, look what I just got away with in front of my class?
I think that's it. I haven't seen the video. I've read a couple stories about it. She's a 30-year-old woman, though, who's a substitute teacher. And she not only videoed herself doing this while in front of a classroom, but then she distributed the video. So
what?
Not only did she, she Snapchatted or something.
Oh, my God. What an
so, the video was the police got the video. So they actually have this evidence of Amelia Ressler, This story out of
is she
Carrollton.
Naked on the video, like behind her desk or something?
She's all I know is she's doing an act that in a classroom full of kids, not necessarily showing it to them, but they're there.
Right.
It's not like they couldn't look up and see what she was doing. So this is something that she's now been she's in jail as we speak.
She should be in jail. She's a woman who makes terrible decisions and got horny in a classroom full of kids. Like we need to protect the world from her. She's a monster.
Detectives began investigating after receiving a tip about a video circulating in the community. So she gave it to somebody and somebody else went, look at this.
Look at this. Look what this crazy bitch is doing.
Right.
Can't find the video, but this is her.
She's a, 30-year-old white lady.
Yeah.
She's not bad looking.
I just can't believe, everybody's got their own drives in life. But I'm a substitute teacher. I'm teaching my ass off trying to go, permanent. Or
go pro. Sure.
Yeah, whatever you call that. I'm trying to move my way up.
I'm busy and not with myself.
I got to 30 and I'm still a substitute. I'm trying my hardest to move up. So I don't know what.
Yeah, but this lady has other priorities, clearly. And she's a weirdo, too. And she needs to be kept away from children. So I'm actually sort of glad that her teaching career is going to get cut at the very least. Like, this is a lady who doesn't get to be around kids anymore.
It's
gross.
So that's, what the weird, F is she thinking? Though, that these kind of crimes happen with women. Like, you just expect, I don't know. I don't expect. I actually think it's weird that men do dumb crap, too. But it seems more in character for men to do it than women.
It does. I know. It is always weird when it's a woman doing something. Because we're just so much more mellow.
Well, I don't know about that. Right. Thank you, Bryn. Our text number is 800-400-3697. By the way, if I didn't already say, that person has been arrested and it is in jail as we speak.
That's good news. Mm-hmm. That's where she belongs right now.
Let's think about what
we've done. Go ahead.
Love laughing with you guys each morning. Thank you. Thank you for being my morning friends.
You are so welcome. Thank you for being our morning friends.
760, which I think is San Diego. Oh. Yes to Julia's letter. I have a similar story as a listener and love
her letter is so
laughing
sweet.
With you guys each morning. Thank you for the... Oh, that's the whole thing. It's jumping around. Thank you for being my morning friends. That's the whole thing.
Thank you for listening.
Oh, jeez.
What?
People are offering different stations we can go to if this one doesn't keep us. I wasn't trying to start that. I was only kidding. We do have something coming up in a year, but it's very
Don't
far
worry,
away,
Rick,
and
it's
no participation is necessary.
Right. Although, thanks for the tip.
Yeah, I'll write that down.
Just keep that. Just hang on.
I will notes. Do
that. Send that over to the higher-ups at Entercom. Here's some other options we have. We just want to let you know, whatever you decide.
Keep them in our back
Someone
pocket.
Just gave us Lamont and Tonelli's job. It's fine.
Oh.
We're good.
I'm sure they'd be thrilled to hear that.
Why did I say that out loud?
Because you're funny.
All right. I got to go.
You knew I would want to hear it.
What's coming up?
We're all going a little crazy, and there's some movie news, too, after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.